This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Tuesday. What is a beautiful looking morning out there from the studio views in downtown Decatur. Our good friend, I don't know, I miss working out with him. I know that much. Reverend Courtney Carson joins us this morning.
Hey, man. Good morning to you. Blessings to you, Brother Brian. I miss working out with you as well.
Are you staying healthy?
I'm trying to. To be totally honest, I got so much vitamin C and elderberry and echinacea in me. I can't help but to stay healthy. Running in place at the house.
I gotcha. All right. You participated last night in the Justice Walk. Describe it to me. Hundreds and hundreds of people protesting, wanting to be heard. What were your feelings last night?
Oh, it was a remarkable feeling. Last night while we were walking together in unity. I think that has been one of the greatest show of unity since the March on Washington in 1960, the greatest show around the world of black people and white people and brown people coming together to march for justice and love and unity. So I was pleased with that. It was extremely painful for the reason we were marching, but however, very pleased with the outcome of support and unity from our people in the city of Decatur. We have a beautiful city, and for everyone to respond in such a magnificent way was a great tribute to what we were intending to do.
You know, I have this question in my mind of a third alternative, right? I feel like some people, there is a pressure for people to choose a side. Why can't we create a new side?
Right. And we should and need to. I think that unity is more powerful than an atomic bomb, and we just haven't utilized that position. And truly, we haven't utilized that position. So I'm encouraged to see so many young whites march with young blacks on this matter. I know there's much anguish and conscience among whites. That's progressive. The white support base for this particular issue has been phenomenal, and the African Americans, or the so-called Negro in this in America, has come out, and we're embracing one another on a matter such as this, because I really believe that. I mean, African Americans are devastated. White brothers and sisters are embarrassed by this. Blacks are humiliated, so everyone is saying enough is enough, and we need to come together and just love on one another and seek justice for what's taking place.
All right, I think the video of George Floyd's murder, I've yet to meet anyone who wasn't horrified by watching that and seeing that. I don't hear a lot of people going, oh, yeah, but there's another side. I mean, it's universal condemnation. This man's been charged with murder. I don't know what happens with the rest of the cops. I hope our large cities can stop the violence, because it's going to take years to build out of that. And I worry about those, you know, business owners. I worry about small grocery stores and people's neighborhoods that they depend on. The violence isn't going to help anything. But what do we do next, Reverend? I think we all need to listen more. Granted, but then when do we roll up our sleeves and get to work and help you in what you're doing? Help Decatur Public Schools and what they're doing, getting people to jobs and to hope and to better lives and to have justice reform and better relationships with police departments and have our police departments look more like our communities. When do we start doing the work?
Amen. We have to be engaged in the soul work. I mean, we can't speak about real issues if we're not willing to walk through and do the hard work. And that's getting people, like you said, getting people to a place where they are sufficiently employed, or getting individuals to a place where they can sign up for a healthy education. We have to communicate more about these wonderful things that Decatur offer, not just our youth, but our young adults as well. I don't want to pass this way again to where I'm having to stop young people from looting and rioting and doing the very things that perpetuate a system that we're fighting against. So, I don't want this for. I don't want the violence to happen for our children and our elderly. for any of us. We don't have to treat each other this way. We don't have to live this way. We can make choices for change, and it has to be urgent. We can help eradicate racism, vote. We have to engage in strategic protests, I believe. Get involved in local issues, be informed, connect with organizations and coalitions, grassroots movements to build our people and power. It's extremely important for individuals to go out to Richland Community College and see what Richland offers. If you don't want to pay for education, you can learn a trade for free. In fact, we'll pay you to take classes at Richland Community College. Now that we are slowly but surely opening up the world, it's extremely important for us to take our rightful positions in this world to bring the economy back to where it needs to be. And so all young people, don't break into a Best Buy to steal headphones, because headphones won't sustain your life, but a trade will. Don't break into Casey's to steal a six-pack of Budweiser, because that's just going to keep you drunk. But education will sustain your life forever, you know. And so I hope and pray that we can have a larger communication, kind of bridge the communication gap that we're suffering from here in the city of Decatur, because we have so much to offer. But one of the issues is that individuals would rather talk about the problem than the solution to the problem. And so that's why I love your show, because we always talk about solutions on the Brian Byers Show. I'm amazed by you, man.
Tell me about some of the success stories you have at Richland. You're doing this, Courtney, every single day.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, so we have in our highway construction training, man, 90% of those individuals that graduate that training, they go on to employment in a trade. In our industrial skills training, close to 97% of those individuals that graduate, sorry about that, 98% of those individuals that graduate that particular training go on to a manufacturing job, whether it's ADM, Caterpillar, Tate & Lyle, all services, and they're making a significant amount of money. Then we have a minority mentor protege program where we take an individual from nothing, build a business, build a business plan, give them help so he can purchase a truck. And our latest graduate from that particular minority mentor protege program graduated, and now he's making $81 an hour on a $2,000 hour contract. So we're taking individuals, whether you graduate from high school or been recently released from prison, we're taking you, cleaning you up, putting you in an essential skills training, and giving you a trade and allowing you to go to work. And so those are some of the things that we must continue to talk about, because if we don't talk about them, people will not know where to go to get help, or they won't show up for help because they're seemingly believing that there is no hope. And so with all of these things that's been bubbling up since the late 60s, and it kind of manifests into this particular point where individuals are saying, enough is enough, but what do I do now? I'm saying, put yourself in a position to get an education, put yourself in a position to receive a trade and go to work and feed your family.
Talk a little bit about your role as the vice president of the DPS Board of Education, because we got 9,000 kids in that school district, Reverend, 9,000 kids that 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, didn't really understand this world of agribusiness. Now this academy is going to have 500 kids in it.
Oh, my God. I'm extremely excited about the work in our Ag Academy and the work that we're doing in the district. In my role as vice president, I'm able to ensure policy kind of reflect the type of education that's healthy for our students and all students. We're doing some phenomenal work. There's a significant level of change that's happening for the better, and it's needed. Our young people are, I believe, happier. They have more opportunity right now than ever before with the Ag Academy and the Jerry Dawson Leadership Academy, if I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but I know you know the language, and some of the programs that we're instituting as it relates to conversating with CAT and those particular trainings where Richland Community College goes inside the high school and teach essential skills, and our partnership between Heartland Tech and District 61, where even those young juniors and seniors get to go on to school half or go on to college half days and receive college credits. It's just a remarkable opportunity for young people in the city of Decatur right now. I'm extremely excited. We have a prep academy that's coming up. That's another partnership between District 61 and Richland Community College in a teacher program. I'm talking about, we're doing some phenomenal things. District 61 is where anyone should want to send their child up to. There's a lot of stuff that's happening, a lot of moving parts. And you know, when a lot of moving parts happen, people are like, what's going on? Should I be afraid? But everything is positive and everything is going to work itself out. And I just believe that when we're able to go back to school, people will see that District 61 is the place to send your child to school. I'm excited. Thanks for asking that question.
All right. How do we as a community improve relations between the minority community and law enforcement? I know that's a big question, but how do we start?
Talk, have a conversation, not be afraid. Police have to respond. My cousin Tony Carson just put on social media an incident where I was, he felt like I was beaten up by the police a long time ago. The same police officer that slammed me to the ground, Brother Brian, I have a relationship with him now because we were able to talk it out. We were able to have a conversation. The Bible says that we should sit down and reason together. You know, we just need to have conversation, and so that we can understand that humans are humans, period. Whether you brown, blue, or black, you know, we call police officers blue blood, or some call police officers blue blood. Just have a conversation. And that'll improve anything. It's kind of like talking to a female. If you never utter the first word, you'll never have a conversation.
And it's tough to do in a pandemic, right? The one thing that I hate that we're robbed of more than anything is this face-to-face and being able to do what we can do. Here's the thing, though. I've got two guys in this building by the name of Suave and Tat, who are hugely popular. These guys are rock stars, particularly right. the young African-American men. They're great role models. I feel like they could play a role in this with law enforcement and getting both communities to know each other.
I believe that almost definitely, but most definitely. And I know Suave and I know Tat, and you are correct. And, you know, they have both have infectious smiles. Tat will smile with you and secondly, embrace you with a hug. You know, even during a pandemic, Tat still want to hug people. I love his spirit. But, yeah, they can definitely help with that process. And so it needs to happen. We need to do it right away. The time is now to start instituting those conversations and having those having a huge dialogue around this partnership or this building of relationship. We have to have that conversation.
Okay, not like you need anything else on your plate, but I'll offer you that challenge. Let's do this together. Let's walk this together. Let's make this happen.
Let's do it. And you know, I believe that you are only as great as your greatest challenge. So I accept that challenge.
Reverend Carson, you're one of the best. We love you. I hope to be at the gym with you again soon. I'll be in contact with you to start this dialogue and this conversation, but we can do better. We can all do better.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Reverend Carson, we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.